With me now is Sherry Davis from the Rainy Day Quilters Guild. You brought a little surprise in a waterproof bag today.
This is just my purse. I put my cloth purse in a waterproof bag because it's too wet out there.
You're in today to talk about...
The quilt show is coming up this weekend, our annual quilt show. This is the 24th annual quilt show for Ketchikan. Aptly called Quilting in the Rain. And this weekend, it sounds like it'll be very aptly named. Our quilt show this year is the 14th, Saturday the 14th, and Sunday the 15th at the Ted Ferry Civic Center from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
And for people who haven't been before, just say, can you tell us a little bit about what the quilt show actually is?
Quilt show is an opportunity for all the quilters in town to display their work that they've done over the past year. You can't exhibit things more than once. So these are all the things that people have managed to produce over the past year or so and haven't been in the show before. So every year there's something new. And I think this year we have about 140 or so entries. There'll be everything from big bed quilts, quilts that people put on, say, queen-size beds or whatever, and then down to little miniature projects that the blocks have. Can't be more than a certain size. And one of our gals makes she has a doll collection, an antique doll collection, and little beds and stuff, so she makes little tiny quilts for that.
Yeah, I was thinking 140 bed quilts would sure take up a lot of space.
True. And they're not all big. They're, you know, they have what's called a lap size, which usually is the size that somebody throws over the back of a couch or whatever. I make a lot of those. And we have a bunch of those. We have wall art, which is just, you know, the size is something you would hang on the wall because it's not big enough to use for as an actual bed quilt or anything, and a lot of artistic stuff that people put into their work. Are you familiar with the term applique? You take fabric and sew it onto another piece of fabric to make a design, and we have a lot of people that do beautiful work with that.
So that's not considered quilting then?
It is considered quilting. It's all a different... just different types of quilting. You can do quilting, you can do piece work, you can do applique work, you can do wool applique is a new thing where you take felted wool and it doesn't have, the raw edges don't fray like regular fabric would, so you can just sew it down without turning it under or anything and make some really beautiful things out of that.
Is there anything that ties all of these different types of quilting together, something that you have to do for it to be considered?
Well, you have to have, in order for it to be called an actual quilt, it has to be three layers. It has to be a backing and a batting and a top, and then sewed together in some way. And we're kind of struggling with the wool applique because it isn't usually put together in layers, so it's kind of a different animal, but still part of the art of quilting. So, and then we have old quilts that people bring in that belong to their grandmothers or their great grandmothers or whatever. I'm picking one up this afternoon from my sister that our great grandmother made for our grandmother in the 30s, and it's just interesting to see what people, what fabrics they used and how they put them together and whether they were hand quilted. A lot of them were in those days. And so we have what's called a bed turning, where we lay out a lot of these older quilts on a bed, and they're in layers. So the bed turning, Mary Castle's in charge of that. You have a story to tell about the top one, and then they fold it up and put it away, and they go down to the next one. And some of the really fragile quilts are done that way because you couldn't hang them. They'd probably fall apart if you hung them. So we've seen some really interesting older quilts that are able to be used because of that.
Yeah, that's really interesting, especially that you're going to have so many quilts and that they are, that one of the requirements is that they've never been showed before, so it'll all be new. What year did you say this was of the quilt show?
24th annual. It started obviously fairly small and it's gotten larger over the years, and the Quilt Guild itself has about 100 members. And that's just a portion of the people in town who actually quilt, and you don't have to be a member to enter. So,
are most of the pieces that are going to be showing from Ketchikan residents?
Yes, yes. We kind of try to get the word out to Prince of Wales and Metlakatla and places, and every once in a while we have an entry from there, but it's harder to get people to understand that they can bring them in and display them. We might have to work on that a little bit more. But, you know, with such a large guild, we don't have too much trouble getting quilts to show. So.
Right. And for people coming to see the show, are there prizes or can they take any of them home, or is it just a place to see them?
We started a couple years ago off, if people want to sell their quilts, that can be noted. And I don't know if we have any this year. Since we just start taking them in tonight. I don't know if that's the case this year, but it's possible. We have what's called a silent auction, and people make smaller projects and sell them during the show, so you bid on it, and if you win it, you buy it. And also we have a gorgeous quilt. Every year we have a gorgeous raffle quilt. So our raffle quilt this year is just, it's one of the most stunning ones we've ever done. A group of women did applique on blocks. It's Alaskan wildlife and flowers and such, and it's just too gorgeous, and you have to see it. So for $5 you can buy a ticket to win that quilt. And we do have the opportunity to come away with something. Also, the two local shops that sell quilting supplies, I have to think about this one. It's called something in Green Things. It's Pat Palkovich has a shop up in the mall. I just spaced the first part of the name of her shop. That's horrible. I haven't quite gotten used to it, but it's a cute little shop. And then Penny Luce and her family have bought what used to be the Silver Thimble, and it's now the Whale's Tail. And they both are going to, they're each going to have a booth at the show so that you can pick up, if you get in the mood after looking at all those wonderful quilts, you can pick up some small, some items from there and start your own process. So,
so I did mention you brought something in that waterproof
bag. Oh, you're just intrigued by my purse, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's a quilted purse, but unfortunately it's a commercially quilted one. I have made several of these. I've given them away or not totally finished them, I have to confess. I have some at home that I haven't finished. But yeah, you could do this with quilting too. And we do have some people will display some of those kinds of things.
Yeah, all sorts of things you can do with quilting, I guess.
I should mention the show is free. We offer that. We've been able to offer that up till now. We'll see how it goes in the next couple years because things are getting more expensive. But as for now, it's still a free thing. And I know little kids enjoy it. Older people enjoy it. Guys enjoy it. So bring your whole family.
If there's someone out there who's maybe reluctant to think they would enjoy it, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that they might surprise themselves. It's just the whole idea of something that's been going on for hundreds of years in all over the world, and seeing how people deal with the subject now. It's an art form, but it's a practical art form, and you can envision yourself cuddling up with one of them. And I every guy I know that's thought they wouldn't enjoy it has enjoyed it. And the women, of course, many women do some part of this, and they enjoy it. And little kids love the colors and there's animals on the quilts and things like that that you can point out to them, and they seem to enjoy it. So I don't think you'd have a bad time if you came.
All right, and it is open to everyone and
open to everyone.
Free to the public.
10 to 6 on Saturday, this Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
And that's at the
Ted Ferry Civic Center.
Is there anything else you think we should know about the upcoming quilt show?
Just come and have a good time with all of us. Lots of the quilters hang around the whole time just to enjoy the company. I see people I don't see all year at the quilt show, and that's enjoyable. And there's always somebody to answer your questions if you have questions about any of it.
And are you going to have a piece in the show this year?
This year I did not managed to get myself act together. So I have a lot of unfinished things, but not anything finished. The ones that I finished, I gave away and sent away. So no, not this year.
But you'll be there.
I'll be there.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Sherry Davis, again from the Rainy Day Quilters Quilt Guild, the annual quilt shows this weekend, like she mentioned, February 14th and 15th at the Ted Ferry Civic Center.
Thank you.